Proclamation number 6196 of 23rd of February, 1955. Love life. Power of love. You shall practice a right life of love and you will feel its redeeming strength yourselves, for you will be free from all fetters of passion, you will be free from all impure thoughts, free from desires of every kind. You will no longer be able to feel hatred, because this, too, is a fetter which God's adversary has put on you but which will be loosened through the strength of love. You will be able to wrest yourselves from his control because the strength of love will make you strong, and you will also be able to loosen the fetters of your fellow human beings if you only ever let love prevail towards them. For love is part of God, and therefore it must have a redeeming effect, because everything divine is free or helps to achieve freedom. As long as you are still under the spell of passion, as long as the thought of hatred is still in you, you lack love, otherwise you would include everything in your love and everything impure would be banished from your heart because it is part of him who, devoid of all love, faces God as an adversary. Developing true love is blissful. The human being feels uplifted, he feels close to his Creator. He is not dragged down to earth by vices and desires but he lifts his thoughts up, for love unites the human being with his Creator because he himself is love. And being united with God must also necessarily be a state of freedom, for God does not let the human being languish in chains who has united himself with him through love. Always make an effort to live a life of love if you strive for union with God, for he is where love is. He himself works in you if you carry out works of love. But love does not ask whether the fellow human being is worthy of it. Love comprehends, grasps, everything and seeks to radiate through it. And the more hardened it is, the more it languishes in the fetters put on it by Satan, the stronger it is. Love is mercy on the weak and helps the suffering. Love is a balm for all wounds inflicted by hatred. Love is a healing and redeeming power which sets right all that is wrongly set right. Lead a way of life in love and don't eliminate any person. For they all need love in order to become free from their misery. Anyone who passes away without love is still in the power of the enemy of his soul, which he will not be able to break until he makes use of the strength of love which, however, cannot be given to him but which he is to acquire through his own activity of love. The human being can have a measure of strength at his disposal such that he will succeed in everything he sets his mind to if only he kindles the love within himself which then ensures cooperation with God, and therefore nothing is impossible anymore because it is not he himself but God who works through him. The human being is weak as long as he lives without love. He cannot defend himself against being gagged by evil forces, he is at their mercy without salvation. But he is immediately their master when he is flooded by God's strength of love, which comes to him with every work of unselfish neighborly love, but which he must carry out freely, in complete free will, in order to experience its redeeming effect. For love loosens all bonds, love makes happy and free. Amen.